conditions and environment can strongly influence how a person reacts to sound. Having control over noise seems to make it better. In today's program, we look at the way people react to horrible sounds and why.
There are not many studies of horrible sounds. There was one in the 1980s. This was a joint research project. It was written by D. Lynn Halpern, Randolph Blake, and James Hillenbrand. They published their research. They called the study Psychoacoustics of a Chilling Sound. In other words, what makes a sound seem bad to us?